Dip into it. Dip into the flame and light the path already at your feet. You do not need to wonder. You do not need to look. You do not need to search, but just unfold. Step in by in by in and acknowledge the path already at your feet, destined to light up your world and take you to a world filled with stars. Because if you do that very thing, if you come to the edge, if you step into the unknown, it is only there that you get to experience your miracles, your strength, your power, your passion, your fury, your truth, your wisdom. Without being compelled, without being brought in to the middle of your own world, who are we to ever know who we could ever really be? But we already know who we are, deep down at our very DNA. And this is that reminder to dip into that flame and light the path already at your feet. These are the lessons in trust, sprinkled into your orbit, sprinkled into your realm, taking you a little bit further down this vortex. The universe is absolutely, truly, honestly amazing. I mean, seriously, I was putting together this... Well, actually, I was in a meditation today and just kind of connecting to the energies and seeing what I'm up for, what we're up for together, what collectively is coming through. And a very interesting message came through. It's one that I literally just posted on social media, which actually reminded me that, hey, there's actually a podcast in this. There's actually a conversation to be had. And given the energies of the shift age and given the fact that we're all in this kind of framework together and there's this deeper resonance, I know that it's a message that's looking for you and looking to find you. So it was very interesting in putting the post together because what came up for me in part of service is a deeper question which has been coming up from the Zen Quest for quite some time now. And it's not just subjective to me. It's something that I think we all share as the thought leaders, as the luminaries, as the potential global movement makers that we all are, as the pioneers and the disruptors, as people who are just wanting to bring more consciousness into our own day. That we don't need to be causing a revolution out there, that we don't need to be starting the biggest brand movement in the world to be able to just be real and authentic and lead in that space. The conversation came up the other day and it's coming up again. You know, am I even allowed to lead in the space? I don't have that big dream. I don't have this big empire that I want to build. I don't have the same kind of goals as somebody else might have in the space, in creating a conscious brand and creating a conscious business and leading from that space. I'm happy in my world, but though in my world, this is the hugest, biggest epiphany that I could have. It is the ultimate game-changing landscape that could be up for me. And, you know, that's really what I'm up for. And I love that because we are also unique and we are so different. And that is true, you know. There's people that I'm chatting to that are going in deep and bold and revolutionary. There's people that I'm chatting to that are going in just into their most intimate, trusting, authentic space that they can be. And that's okay too, because it's not coming from a place of fear or it's coming from a place of hiding. It's coming from a place of, this is where I serve at my best. And in the question of service came deeper metaphor. It started as lighting the fire and connecting with the path at your feet. And when I really connected with that, it was really about dipping into the flame and lighting the path already at your feet. Because I mentioned it in my social media post that, and I'm just bringing it up because I think I wrote it so beautifully then, so I'm going to try and just use the words that I already know worked in this space rather than trying to get into my head and recreate that. But something that's been coming up for everyone is semantics. Now, you may not have thought about it because that word may not be coming up for you, but there is a sense of semantics coming up. You know, I say potato, you say potato. There's a whole lot of different influences and intricacies that are coming through in a big, big way. And for me, whirling around it has been a sort of ticklesome kind of flutter, and it's been trying to find a piece and a place to land. And what's happening for me personally is, in that moment of writing that post, and it may have just been a fleeting moment, I may have already superseded that and surpassed it, there was a unsettling moment of me moving away from a sort of commerciality, from a particular word or a particular theme that's been coming up. There's this resonance, and I've spoken about the hustle behavior already, that, you know, it's so bling bling culture to just go out there and hustle. And I know, coming from an entertainment industry, just how much of that there is. And given that a lot of the people that I'm still in connection with do come from an entertainment industry perspective, that energy is still there. And I'm going, no, why? Why are we hustling? Why are we in that word? Like, how did that become such an anthem for what it is that we are and who we are and how we're expressing ourselves in the world? And not to redig the whole big epiphany of that conversation, but the thread of it was, you know, noticing just how much we're planting into this word. And I get it. We're humans. We're constructing human ways of communicating. We're constructing human systems. And we have certain words that have been imprinted with a DNA of consciousness around them. This thing we call meaning. And water means whatever we collectively know water to mean in that language. And przepraszam albo bardzo dobrze means something else to another group of people in that particular language, because there's a shared thing around that. Muy bien has another thing, you know, and I'm not even going to go into anything else because I'm going to totally go off into other languages and I don't really know that many, honestly, really. But that's not the point. That's really, really not the point. But it's around these kinds of things. And one thing that keeps coming up is own your stuff. Ownership. Ownership, 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 ownership. It's like such a big word right now. And in a power context, it's got that roar, it's got that rasp, it's got that tenacity about it. It's got that certain thing that just, it's got meat, you know? It's got a life of its own. It's got a flesh. It's full. It's embodied. It's real. It's immovable. It's tactile. It's just very, very real and very, very prominent and very, very powering and very, very masculine. And that's great, because I know we need that. I know there's the yin and yang culture, which apparently I was supposed to research this weekend, which would obviously have given me a huge insight into what the universe is trying to tell me. I'll get back to it and I'll let you know what that is, because there's something there. Maybe you already know it. Maybe not. But if you have any information about it, send it along, because that would be awesome. It would just make my life a little bit easier. But maybe that's what I'll be doing a little bit later. And who knows, maybe there'll be two podcasts coming out today. The universe just does what it does in that beautiful way. Where was I? So ownership and words and semantics and meaning and consensus, right? So there's a call to own your reality. Powerful, 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 powerful. As a daydreamer in my past, who I guess still daydreams, but not daydreams per se, but as a recovering daydreamer, I know that it was really critical of me to plant my feet on the ground, to really get conscious about what's going on. Even though I was meditating and doing all those things way back then when I was going through that topsy-turvy, floating, rosy leparade kind of Madonna song. You know, the one, Pink Elephants and Leparade? Jesse, something like that. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to go there. But yeah, that song's just now back in my head. And it's just this deeper kind of grounding to kind of really land in the space. But also, with that comes another sort of energy of ego and egoism. And there's this tug and pull mentality, this really ebb and flow that's happening around the world, around consciousness, and around getting really clear about knowing that we create our own reality without it going into ego and thinking, hey, we're completely all gods in that kind of God-sense ego trip mindset that we could go into. And just being able to be in a more honoring space. So for me, there's this huge mindset construction shift that when I put out the word own now, that I'm honoring it from the identity of the essence of honor rather than of the essence of ownership. Because it was actually something that came through. It was, you know, own what's happening for you. And then move into what that could be and what that could look like and then do that. But the threat was, or the possible stuckness, was that you can get lost in the semantics of that, and then you can get so wedged into just being so structurally sound in owning it and forming it and becoming so tactile and creating a moat around it and almost creating an impermeable structure around that. And there's something floating outside my window. Interesting. Anyway. But it becomes an immovable object in your way. Even though you've claimed it, it now becomes too tactile to be able to manipulate, too tactile to almost be able to alchemize in any sense of the being. So I've just been noticing that, yes, the word is still out there. It's not going anywhere. It's going to stay in our English dictionaries for some time. But it's what you bring to any content and context that is absolutely critical. And it's also that shared space that we find ourselves in, because you may not be thinking about that particular word, owning it or ownership in that particular way. And if you're not resonating with this, then I don't know why you're still listening to it, on it, but really don't know. But if there isn't a sort of a shared vision and shared purpose around this, then you're not going to be able to kind of collectively be in a space of engagement. And engagement's been an interesting place to go to as well, because that's been something that the Innerfold Mastermind program has been kind of really diving into this week, in terms of how do we create engagements and what it really means to come together in that space. But back to the path, and back to the journey, and back to what I think the universe is trying to tell us, is the pockets of trust idea, that we almost find ourselves jumping between being entitled to something, to being humbly cannot accepting of something, to just honoring what is. And it's our human kind of construct to kind of ebb and flow between those fears, between those beliefs, to be in that pendulum trapping between those two entities until we find equilibrium, until we find that point of just dropping into the flame, noticing that we are the flame, that we all have a passion, we all have a vision, that we all have a contribution, we all have a way of illuminating a particular piece of something or mirroring the flame for somebody else. That in this metaphor, we are so, so, so much more than we have ever really given ourselves the width or the breadth or the mind space to actually even comprehend. And that also just brings me back to something Kai Pacha said, and I don't have that in front of me because I didn't think it would come back, but I can see how that's coming around full circle in terms of his perspective on astrology is that there's, if I remember what his thing was, and actually let me see if I can bring him up. There was something important there. There we go. See, the universe is always connecting dots. Always, always, always. So he brings out a weekly astro report, the Pele report, and in it there's a mantra that he shares every particular week. And his assignment, mantra, quest, or divine intervention, as mine has been around stepping into the flame and connecting on that piece, his particular one was, on assignment in a foreign land, seeking truth to understand, I find there's more ways than I thought, and many more than my teachers thought. And I think it's a powerful mirror just coming around full circle as I'm diving into this conversation, as the things are really just clicking into place and the orb is just moving at an exponential rate, and there is something floating outside my window. It's like a light orb. It's really cool. The universe in motion. Yay! And I keep being distracted by the universe. Interesting what the message in that is. But anyway, back in the flame, back in the belly of the proverbial beast, back in the core or the part or the essence or the soul of what that can be, is this conversation that we're finding out that there's so many more ways of awakening and there's so many ways of being conscious. And even in business and branding and leadership practices, there's a whole new different movement happening there, that there's a splintering of paths right now before us, as we are part of the shift age, as landmarked by David Hull and Owen Shapiro, but iconically by David Hull, an amazing futurist, which I quote ad lib infinitum as part of the Global Movement Summit. You just need to catch up on that if you haven't already. But there's that kind of resonance, and there's this kind of unfolding, and it's a domino effect, really. And it's calling you into toppling over into that next step. That moment where we have the courage to lift our foot off the pavement and bring it back in. That moment of lift off and sinking in, that edge that's there, is something that we instigate, that we actively actualize in that process, that we bring into that whole piece, which I often talk about as being the magical component between surrender and being able to release something. That piece that's needed to be actualized in order to get what we really, really want. And jumping again, though I think it's all related, is a tarot card that I pulled from an amazing deck that Colette Baron Reed has, which is the Wisdom deck. The Wisdom of the Oracle deck, apologies. And it's, again, so fitting that once I put that post up, once I went into that meditation, once I kind of asked, what is the mission for this week? The first card that came up for all of us is Come to the Edge. And here's what this card has to say. It's all about courage, taking a leap of faith, overcoming fear, and wait for it, I love this line, accepting risk. Accepting risk. Just wow. Overcoming fear and accepting risk. Not fighting risk. Not trying to own risk. Not trying to mold risk. Not trying to manage risk. Just accepting that there is a risk. There's a risk of leaving the pavement, there's a risk of coming back to the pavement. And potentially that risk is all in our head and doesn't even happen. Perhaps it is all just a figment of our imagination or in play in some completely alternate reality where, you know, our our impact impacts on something completely else there. But in that moment, in that courageous space of coming to the edge, to be able to accept risk, wow, what a beautiful lesson. So I just wanted to read a little bit deeper into what she says, the card means. Because I think it's such a powerful card, and I can see it's coming up from private social media messages to social media threads to conversations that I'm having with anyone and everyone in between spaces of this step up energy, of this calling to that next level purpose, of that incantation of being who we really, truly, and absolutely, honestly, authentically already are. So the oracle's message in the card Come to the Edge is one of this. Facing the unknown is the only choice you really have now if you want to progress. It's okay to be afraid. Now is the time to take a risk that is not calculated, to feel the exhilaration as you ready yourself for that leap of faith. And in there, I just want to pause and kind of notice that the fear we often feel in a moment, that uneasy, queasy, that movement around our stomach, is exactly the same thing as butterflies. It's coming from exactly the same place. And if the one is true, then the other ecstatic opening is also true. I'm going to jump again quickly to a post that I shared in a global goddess circle that is hosted by the amazing Eleutheria wisdom being, who is part of my wisdom council, and so honoring to know her. And it was a post, I'm going to have to find it again. I swear, I really should map. I can't map these things out. It just happens. So, Sacred Feminine Circle. See if I can find the post. So it was a really, really powerful post. And I can't remember what the message was coming around it. And of course, this is around particularly women. But I think if we just bring it into the feminine, or bring it back into the part of us that's all there already. And, you know, I'm going out of my field of expertise here, and out of my field of knowing, and just trusting the universe on this, and the people who are in my orb that are holding these spaces to kind of just really hold the space for this. But it was a post that was just so beautiful of an installation post, really. So an artwork, but also just a beautiful movement of women, hundreds of women by the looks of it, standing naked in a forest with these beautiful cross just draped over them. And you can just kind of see their form, but you don't really know their form, but you know who they are and their call. And the post had kind of gotten quite a lot of comments kind of coming around. Of course, it wasn't so deep enough for the Facebook censoring to come in, because it was done more poetically rather than as an up-close personal infiltration to just kind of capture the mist of the magic of woman. But there was a comment coming up kind of saying, how scary is it to stand naked? How scary is it to take that risk? How scary is it to make that commitment? And to know that this is going to be something that breathes on and has a ripple effect in the world. Even though all of that wasn't said, it was implied in that scariness of just showing up in that way. And as much as I wouldn't have done that, I kind of thought of it and just thought, you know what? If that is true, the fear of, in this metaphor, to show up naked, then the opposite is also true. How empowered is it to really be who you are? To be able to just say, here I am, to the world, in that time, in that space, And that's why I wanted to bring that back in, because it really is about accepting that risk. It really is about coming to that edge. It really is about that exhilaration and knowing that that cusp between fear and power, potentially the yin and yang, maybe that's the message, that moment of that flipping of that switch from darkness to illumination is something that happens in a nanosecond. We get into our heads and we make it a whole long life story, but it's a switch that just gets anchored and triggered in the acceptance and in the kind of perspective switch that is also happening. Another post that I shared on my social media page, on my private Lena Ski page, is everything is okay, and you press a little, it's a GIF, and it's a button that you press, and now everything is okay. And if everything isn't okay, it's about checking in with your perceptions of reality. Like, what is it that's not okay for you? And noticing that how all of these conversations come back to that dipping into the flame and honoring the path that's already below your feet. But let's get back to coming to the edge and this oracle message, because there's a little bit more to this. So, the oracle in this card wants all of us to know that spirit is present. So is a helicopter flying out somewhere. I don't know if you can hear it. So let go of the fear, and for me, let go of the need to show up in a certain way and for this to be pitch perfect conversation, because it just is what it is. You are being called to express your true self. Yes, you are. You're being asked to listen to your heart and your soul and not your head. It's your head that gets in your way. It's your head that casts shadows. It's your head that perceives that there is a shadow to be cast. It is your head that turns that risk into something that's fearful rather than a breath in and out. That actually, if we're going through life, everything is a risk. And this isn't to kind of become a hypochondriac and bubble wrap yourself from the world. This isn't to kind of take that movie Final Destination to the umpteenth level. And I remember that movie really did make an impression on me. And every now and then I'm driving somewhere and kind of go like, ooh, that could be a Final Destination moment. But anyway, to just know that every moment in our life has a risk factor because we are alive. Because we are our fullness and our embodiment. And it's not a risk that's deadly. It's not a risk that's fearful. It's just a vulnerability, an authenticity, a realness, a beingness, a sense of fleetingness, a sense of, yes, you're totally in control, and yet you're totally in surrender, that we're all collectively part of something bigger and bolder. And this isn't about fate, and this isn't about destiny, this isn't about putting our lives in the hands of other oracles. This isn't about anything other than that, but coming to your own truth. And noticing that there is a flame within you. And if you dip into that, if you let that burst through you, if you let it seep through you, if you let it simmer through you, if you let it just be you, if you dip into the light that is there within, that you can move into the unfamiliar, and that in the unfamiliar, you find your miracles. And the last line she kind of sums up in is, the only place that we can actually learn to fly is from the edge. So that's why I think that line of overcoming fear and accepting risk is so potent and so powerful. And that when, after that Facebook post, and after kind of resonating and seeing that there is a message from the universe coming through in a really big, big way, and that is kind of collecting enough to come into a podcast form, to then press this button and to then have this card pop up and then to hear this wisdom. Oh, well, the universe really, really, honestly and absolutely is a beautiful thing, whispering to who we really are, showing us a path already at our feet. It may be long and winding, it may be steep, it may be jagged, but we get to both choose that path and we get to honor the moment where our feet connect with that path, and how we lead other people in that path. And that leading isn't about having followers. It isn't about having a megaphone. It isn't about putting countless dollars into a Facebook campaign or a Facebook ad to just blast or boost or whatever the buzzword is in terms of amplification and enunciation of what it is that we're trying to stand for. I remember this particular point, and it was actually something that came back in my own remembrance. In my schooling career, I was bullied a little bit. Okay, a lot. But there was one particular point in Standard 1 in South Africa, when we were still in the standard system, which I believe it would be grade 3. I can't quite get my head around translating that system into that system, but it would have been my third year of school. So you tell me. But there was a patch where I remember a particular person was being bullied. Not me for a change, but somebody else was being bullied. And I remember it was a boy, actually. And I remember his name, but I don't want to bring that up because, hey, if you're listening, like, deep honoring and remembrance of the magic of who you really are. But I remember it just really got to me, and it really kind of called me to stand up. And I knew that in standing up, I'd be also putting myself on the front edge of that movement, of that energy that was being directed at him. Because now I was standing next to him and taking an equal blow in that space. But it was an amazing thing that happened, because I didn't go in with a rah-rah kind of mentality. I didn't go in there with standing ahead of him, of blocking him, of trying to be a hero, so to speak. I just stepped into a place of standing with him in that space, but in power, because I noticed that he was just being really chipped away at in that space, and noticing that just holding that ground, just knowing that ground, caused a shift to happen, not only in my world, but in the class. Not only in the class, but in the grade. Not only in the grade, but in that part of the school. Where collectively, it felt like a parting of the oceans. And the next thing I knew, there was this surrounding self. Not only past life stuff that was coming through, which is a whole other story, which I'm not going to share for the purposes of this thing, because that's a personal journey, and that's still something that's finding its way into my DNA. But just to kind of notice that in that space, and kind of being able to go, this is the path that has been made out. This is the gauntlet that's been played out. And we don't have to step into that gauntlet, but we're going to stand on our own soil, and we're just going to kind of hold the space and be in that presence. To notice what a divide it caused. And it was like that one social media post where all of a sudden, instead of chipping away at the person who was the energy that they were directing it at, it started chipping away at itself. And people started splinting away from this gauntlet, from this intense anger or this misplaced understanding or whatever what was that they had constructed it to be, because I have no idea what it actually was. And it was too long ago to even remember what they were trying to project into the situation. But to notice them chipping away and kind of going, you know what? I'm going to turn. And for them all to turn to the core of the wounding, the core voice that was still throwing rocks out at this other person. And noticing that it was actually him shedding, him in a space of being chipped away himself, that he had to put on this whole big act and put on this whole power play and create this whole vortex around him and suck people into that to be able to feed off of that and direct it at who they thought was the weakest link at the time. Why do I tell you all of this? Good question. Part of it is because that metaphor is just coming up again and again, particularly in today's kind of meditation process that I went through, and just sort of remembering that. But particularly in the question of leadership and owning it, that we're having to walk our path, that we're having to do our thing, that we're having to lead our way, and knowing that, yes, we are leading, that we are playing leading roles in all of these equations. And that this is our life, and we are gods, and we are embodying all of these things. But to also know that there's a biggerness, a bigness, about what this really is. And it's not to just globally melt into one little melting pot and go kumbaya, and hug a tree, and just totally over-hippify ourselves, and get lost in the love fest of this beautiful butterfly that I've just discovered that's been distracting me outside my window. Sacred message of the butterfly. Wonder what that is. Wonder if there's another message in there as we actually wrap up this podcast. Let's see what the butterfly brings to us as a totem animal. Because hey, there's clearly a reason why it keeps coming up, and maybe that's what's going to really sum up the last piece of that. Now, we all know that it's about transformation, metamorphosis, it's about moving through different life cycles, it's about renewal, rebirth, lightfulness and playfulness, it's about elevation, it's about the psyche. So there's nothing really hugely new coming through in that. Other than this infinitum path, this infinitum support that's happening in that transition and in that space and in that time. So, yeah, got distracted by the butterfly. Maybe she's just calling me outside. Maybe that's my little thing to kind of go into. Who knows? But, yeah. Just dip into your fire. Find your fire. Find the fire around you. Find the fire that you're being called to. Find the fire that you're representing. Find the fire that you're sparking. Be the fire that you're sparking. Anchor the fire that you're sparking. And give life to the fire. And know that the fire doesn't always need to roar. It just needs to be. And rise with that. Lead with that. Own that. Honor it. And be it. Because there's a magical path unfolding in front of your feet. And I can't wait to find out where your path will take you and where in being of service and following that path with service, on service, in purpose, where you get to contribute to the world. I got so absorbed in the whole process of jumping into the path or being present in that moment that I didn't even introduce myself. I just kind of felt like we had this instant connection and we were just dropped into a space of knowing and honoring and accepting and owning, can I say? Wow, you know, it's bringing all of that energy back into play in such a beautiful way. So if you're wondering where this is all going, who knows? If you're wondering where this all started, well, that's quite a long story. But my name is Lena Ski and I'm the hostess of the Supernova Podcast. The Supernova Podcast was designed in all of its incantations to be the space where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. And I'd like to invite you to push the needle into flow, to step into an interstellar, interdimensional conversation and really move to the pinnacle of who you really are as a luminary, as a thought leader, as a change maker, as somebody of influence, as somebody who has a purpose to share with the world, whether it's just your partner or just your family or just your street or just your community or even your city, your country, the world. This is the time to stop hiding in the shadows of your own greatness and really step into the truth of who you really are. So to follow those conversations, you can head over to my personal page, www.lenaski.com. That's LenaSki.com. Or if you're ready to push the needle into flow, if you're ready to get into the luminary conversations that really need to happen, if you're ready to go there, which I know you are, I know you're curious, head on over to theglobalmovementsummit.com. Or you can just head on over there from the Lena Ski page. Wherever I find you in this big blue, however we connect, maybe it's on the social media groups, Leading with Purpose, maybe it's in the Inspiring Entrepreneur groups, maybe it's in our podcast, maybe it's in our conversation, maybe it's on the blog post. Wherever we find each other, let's keep dipping into that flame and honoring the path below our feet and lighting that and trusting that and following that and being who we really are.